If there's a song that fits the theme, Mike will find it. Welcome. Hour number four of the Rosie on the House radio broadcast. You can tune in every single Saturday morning, an Arizona tradition for 26 years. If you're just tuning in, let me set the stage. Rosie and Jennifer are off in Germany visiting my oldest sister, who's stationed there through the end of the summer. Or actually, through the end of the spring, they will be home for the summer before they get relocated back to Russia, Georgia somewhere with her husband, Wayne, and his army work that he does, which, by the way, was very cool. Saba, where we were broadcasting, just did the Star-Spangled Banner. That was great, starting the morning home show off with that. It's at the Tucson Convention Center. They have two home shows every year, spring and a fall. Obviously, we're here for the spring Saba home show. And then we have in the Scottsdale area, the Scottsdale Home and Travel Show is going on, along with the Home Furnishing and Design Show. And the layout is the first hour. We just kind of have an open format, talk about what's going on in the weekend in Arizona and the weeks past, and great places to go visit and see. Just kind of a almanac, Arizona almanac, is kind of what it's developing into for the time being. The 8 o'clock hour, we talk landscape and gardening. Today we had local Tucson expert Tony Serra, your local Horty guy from the Magic Garden. 9 o'clock hour, we went open line. 10 o'clock hour, we have a designated topic. Today we're talking exactly what you heard, recycling, sustainability, energy management. It's an ongoing topic. It's an evolving topic as we continue to learn and bring new technologies to reuse existing material, or not even new technologies. This was just a new idea. It's something that Tucson Clean and Beautiful does called Rumba. If you are attending the Saba event, you can check it out upstairs as you first get in. Look for the Rumba contestant entries, where they will be judging them this weekend. And it's basically just building stuff out of old material and forms of art. They have a lot of very interesting and fun things that different schools, church groups, and learning programs have put together that are all made out of plastic, paper, old toys, just stuff they found laying around. That's a great way to promote and teach people just to use your imagination and reusing something that may no longer be strong enough or good enough or clean enough for what it was originally designed for, but it doesn't mean the product and the material in itself has ended its use. And before we get into all of this, the rule of recycling is reduce, reuse, and recycle. Well, I will tell you, in preparing for this broadcast, a lot of people don't get irony when they see it, or they miss it. Or they're not using their own services and miss how they themselves may not be living up to such standards. So we're on remote. I don't have my dual screen computers with me right now. And so a lot of my stories have to be printed. If I don't print it, if I don't have to print it, I generally don't. Well, if you want to reduce, don't lay out your website so when you print off an article that only takes two pages, seven more articles of ads don't get spit out the other side of the printer. The Green Living Arizona, a two-page article, six pages printed off that I was able to throw away. And here's one, myzerowaste.com. That was a two-page article that came out in nine pages. And that article itself, if you look at the font, you could change that to a size 10. That could have been a one-page article. So you might want to just, you know, how do you say, look at the log in your own eye before the speck in someone else's. Rule number one, design your website to be printer-friendly. And I'll get off my soapbox there. But to talk about this, we have a local the local energy management man, Robert
Bulacek.
Bulacek, thank you. And looking at your business card and your title here, you've got like seven different titles here. Where do you want to start with this?
There's lots of different areas. Well, I'm basically an energy efficiency guy. So the first eyes that I look at a home with are those energy efficiency eyes. But while I'm doing that, I'm concerned about indoor air quality, because as we make the home more efficient, we want to be careful to not do anything that cause any backdrafting or flus or things like that. So we pay attention to the health of the home as well. So while we're making it more energy efficient, we're making it healthier and dealing with durability issues, you know, where water's concerned. So we're just really looking at this, making that home more sustainable and less expensive to live in.
And talk about how you got into this. You spent 30 years as a computer.
I was a computer guy. You know, I'm that geek in high school that, you know, you didn't want to date. But, I was listening to these property management people talk about going in and retrofitting office buildings and going to the CEO of the company and saying, I have a 50% return on investment project for you. This will be the most profitable project this company will do. And it's all about making the buildings more efficient. And you can do it with business. You can do it with homes. You know, I've made a lengthy study of why we have poor designs and inefficient construction. You know, maybe, you know, holes and leaks and duct leaks and things like that. The things that we do that mean that we spend a lot more money on homes than we should.
And so 30 years in the computer, now you're into the energy management. Talk about the training you put yourself through in that transition.
There's lots of
because you didn't just so many times, and I went through a home inspector class. It'd be like, oh, I was a plumber, so I can be a home inspector. And I mean, or I was there with a 7-Eleven manager that I'm going to do home inspection. I mean, nice guys, but a 6-week training class and. Now you're a certified home inspector. You spend a little more time than that.
Well, I mean, lots of different certifications. Building Performance Institute is very good, teaches you about the indoor air quality and safety issues. ResNet is the organization that supervises HERS raters, Home Energy Rating System. I got my infrared training. But the interesting part was, yes, once you get the certification, that's really a license to learn. So now you know which books to start reading, which blogs, you know, all the different magazines, and you start doing the work and you talk to the contractors, what are their issues. So it's a years-long process of becoming competent and knowledgeable, making sure you're giving people good advice.
And in all of this time, is there any one thing that sticks out in mind, or maybe it's two or three, that you're just like, wow, that makes perfect sense. I had no idea. It just you never had taken the time to reflect on it earlier. There's so many things in our daily lives we take for granted.
Well, the big thing that was new to me before I got into doing this work was that there can be such huge differences between one home and another. You know, you drive by the house, they look the same, but inside, one's got better insulation. The ducts are sealed. The shell doesn't leak. It's got better windows. They handle their plug loads differently. It's got LED and compact fluorescent lighting. You know, they can be just wildly different energy bills for two houses that look just alike. So that was what was new.
When people call and say something new that energy companies do is, here's what you used compared to like homes around you, I tell people, don't ever pay attention to that.
Yes,
That's hugely skewed because of all these reasons.
And that's where the HERS rating comes in. You really go in and you analyze the house deeply. You do a computerized energy model on the house. You figure out how that house compares with the energy codes and with other houses, and that gives you something really scientific and objective to compare your house with. So, you know, anytime you're going to buy a house, ask what the HERS rating is on that house you're considering, because that'll give you lots of information about how well it's designed and how well it's built.
I don't have a HERS rating. How do I get one on my home? What's that process?
Go to the ResNet website, look up who your local HERS raters are. They'll come out, they'll do an envelope test, they'll do a duct test, they'll measure all your windows, they'll check your insulation. I mean, it's a detailed process so that you can produce that computer model that lets you analyze the energy flows in that house.
And what they're so helpful in doing and having that report is, now instead of saying, well, I did some insulation a few years ago, so I'm probably fine. Maybe it's time for some windows, or maybe I should put a sunscreen. This will actually tell you, here's your weakest voids in your home. So here's what needs the attention the first.
That's right. And there's something a lot of people don't know about, even realtors, is there's a thing called an energy efficient mortgage, where in either a refinance or a purchase, you can actually have money escrowed in the mortgage to do the upgrades on the house right away. And as a part of that process, we do the HERS rating, we get quotes from contractors, I plug that into the software, and it tells me what the return on investment for that project is.
That's pretty special.
It's excellent.
That's something I just learned that. Very cool. What happens now? Let's say I've got to repair some, as we talked on last night, duct leakage. That's almost every duct leakage.
It's the number one issue I ever see when I do an energy audit is horrible duct leakage. Something that a lot of people don't realize is that only homes that were permitted after January 2013 have probably ever had the ducts tested.
Wow. That's incredible.
Came in with the new 2012 energy code. And there are some counties in the state that haven't adopted the 2012 energy code yet. Maricopa County has, Pima County has. But it's been really valuable. It saves homeowners about 30% over the prior energy code.
And so I've got I need some ducts work leak, maybe let's say some weather stripping on a door that has just been weathered over time, and
plumbing penetrations. I see lots of big holes in drywall where the plumber cut a big hole to do some work there, and that hole never got patched, and that just ends up being a draft.
So I do all these things now. Do I have to get my home recertified, or does the test tell me here's what you can expect when you have these done?
Well, as part of the energy efficient mortgage, I go back and test afterwards. I mean, you should always test before and test after to see how effective what you did was. So that's always a good idea, and then the HERS rating gets updated with that new information.
Join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you as we talk our way through making quality of life